Blog Talk Radio.
Of course. You know, if you burn out the audio,
and he's a great seller,
But at the end of the day now, he's in uncharted waters, even for himself. What do you think?
I think he's in it for himself. I think it's kind of like that stray kid that got all the toys and nobody wants to play with him now because he's such a bully. So he's in it for himself. He's just going to say he's going to wreck the party. He don't make you have to restructure that party.
But didn't they make it such that it's like, okay, everybody on the set decided we don't like the main homie on the set that's leading the set. What does that do? Okay, either he going to have to go or we going to go.
Well, what happens is, I in my neighborhood, you know, we used to be the one of the 60, and then we didn't want to deal with them, we started 5-5. See how that works? That's what's going to have to work. That's what's happening in the office right now. You got an independent Republican candidate. You never heard of that before. Either you was a Republican or you was independent.
Well, I'm the one that just coined that term. I'm the one that coined the term, so, you know, as far as you and I know, you know, there I go again, thinking like a baller. But at the end of the day, my issue is that the Republican Party has pushed this guy so far on the edge, and it would have been common sense to me, unite around him and let him lose, okay? I want to say and I don't want to say, but isn't this the forked tongue of the white man from the beginning? And then they give us a smallpox blanket. Isn't this the same? We will give you Louisiana if you give us Mexico and Texas and all your other shit and your hair. I hate to. Is this like a hoodwink, bro?
You know what? Remember there was a movie called Woodward?
Yeah.
This is that.
I worked the record. I worked that whole album, and that was a beautiful album.
The movie is basically what Trump is doing. He's going way to the left.
You said full word, and I feel like it's Bull Durham. But at the end of the day, it's Bull, right?
It's Bull, right.
Okay, so you and I are agreeing on the fact that what we see is what we see. Now,
what we see is what we're going to get in office. And people need to understand that. So it's more than just being black, boisterous, and all that. We're dealing with national security. We're dealing with armies. We're dealing with terrorism. We're dealing with FBI. We're dealing with it all.
And
you thought you didn't even look. You don't have no hair now. By the time you get out of that first 4 years, your ass will be bald.
Now, let me ask you this, bro, in a real way. Because I kind of feel like, okay, now if I just wanted to go sector by sector, just deal with the African-American card, quote unquote, and Hillary Clinton is not going to advance African-American issues at the end of the day. I just don't see it. That's not my issue, G. I just want to deal with this narrow issue about Hillary Clinton and her ability to advance our issue. I don't want to talk about the storm that may or may not come with these other folks, but let's say we only had one choice. Now, we can argue about the fact you got three terrible choices or two and a half terrible choices or 2.00001 in Bernie. But at the end of the day, is Hillary Clinton going to advance the issues of African Americana? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Secondly, who is most likely to advance the issues of African Americana, which means jobs, food, toilet paper, diapers for folks, all this old shit. No tent, housing.
That's what I would say would be Bernie Sanders.
Okay. Well, then, give me your immediate choice, which is your middle choice. Will Hillary Clinton advance it more or less than Donald Trump? In my opinion is that Donald Trump has no choice but to advance all issues because he doesn't put his neck out there to the point where he'll never be able to do some of the evil because we have a Congress and we have a system in place that he is well knowing about, but he's just out there telling you, and I'm going to bring you free cheese, government cheese again, and then we're going to get bacon on that cheese, and then we got hog moths coming, and we got dancing girls, and we're not going to get no more money to all our people that we support or our enemies. And we just going to kick our enemies' ass, although we don't know who they are. That's Donald Trump.
Yes, yes, yes. Like I said, he seems a great rah-rah story, but there's not much behind the rah-rah story.
He doesn't have any experience. He has no experience. So it comes down to this. This is my basic question to you, and this is my question to all our listeners, as well as to America. You would rather have Bernie if you had nothing else between these three. Now, what if it comes down to, okay, for African Americans, just dealing with us, who is most likely to advance us a degree forward? I ain't talking about the 40 acres and the mule. I'll take 10 acres and a donkey. I'll take a goat because you know what? You know what? Give me five and a goat and Give me five and a goat and free Wi-Fi. We good. We good for life.
We good.
We good. We ain't even, you don't hear nothing else from GRX or Marty Marr or the real. We good at that point, okay? We don't need nothing. You know what? We'll pay for it all ourselves, anything other than the goat. And the 5 acres and the free Wi-Fi. The free Wi-Fi is the deal close. Now, I think now we get real talkish here. But I think if Donald Trump just comes with a viable president candidate like Dave Chappelle, okay, and then they offer. On their plank. This is their stump. You know, like, you know, my man had a free chicken and a garage at every house. Now, Donald Trump, you get an ounce and you get free chicken from Louisiana Chicken. Bam! Boom! I'm done! Drop the mic!
Check this out. When you said Louisiana Chicken, he just got a whole long vote.
Boom! Mark, I'm telling you, GRX, I mean, feel me on this. If he get a candidate like Dave Chappelle as the vice president, come on, man. There's going to be nothing but change you cannot believe in.
Something's got to change. But even if he does get in, if he does become president, he's got to make changes across the board. It just can't be for the upper class, and we know that.
He already said, I want you to get into what his platform is, honestly. Not because you're voting for him, but because we need to know what this devil is about. And he basically he's anti-Clinton or Hillary when it comes to Wall Street banks. He's more Bernie. He's Bernie on the bank. He's Bernie on the corporate taxation. And he got billions. He's like, you know what? We can afford to pay more. You know, real white people with money don't want to hear that, Donald Trump. But he continues.
But they do want to hear it because they want to make more money. And the only way you're going to make more money is to spend some money up front. So if paying taxes is going to help you get some better benefits, they will spend your taxes.
Well, he's also not with corporations owned by Americans just deciding we're going to go foreign so that we don't pay no tax. I mean, this
right.
is
a, not going to pay tax.
Apple.
You're talking long enough. business here, you need to pay taxes here. Period.
Apple doesn't pay but like a dollar per parcel on tax up in Cupertino in the Bay Area. And that's been because that's the deal they set up. Microsoft has them deals. A lot of tech companies have them deals. A lot of folks, when you just drive down El Segundo, have those deals because they set that up. El Segundo, Inglewood, between El Segundo and.
That's why we don't have Boeing here today, is because they deals fell through and it was hard for them to build here than it was to build in Seattle. Because they already got Seattle on a lot.
But they're building in China. They build it in Europe.
They've always had China. Well, I would say Boeing has been in China. It was first with Donald Douglas in China, and then the Douglas company in China. And because Boeing and them merged, a lot of people think Boeing bought out with Donald Douglas. That's not how that worked. Because I was just thinking some of those meetings. It was actually bought out by. Boeing was actually bought out by McDonnell Douglas, but Boeing wanted to keep his name. And then to compensate for that, that little logo you see of a jet plane in the circle, that is McDonnell Douglas.
Also, some stock traded so that they could do that deal. I remember that deal.
All the people that were in charge for McDonnell Douglas basically took over Boeing to get into the government level of being able to do business.
Then they took over Northrop and all the other shit. They gave them about to take over Raytheon because McDonnell Douglas is almost like Berkshire Hathaway. If you don't really talk about them and know who the fuck these people is, or Halliburton, I have stock in Halliburton. I'm telling you. They made money during the war. I'm good with them, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's more brews during the 90s.
So, again, if a lot of people don't know the backstory behind it, you get confused. And like, we got to really look at the backstory on Trump and what he's really trying to do. He's trying to make everybody back. And he's also trying to make everybody a little bit richer.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's going to appeal to the broken class. The broke class. The broke class is neither black, white, pink, or green. They're not even trans or untransgender. They don't have a transmission. They don't even really have an engine. They're just floating humanoids that just keep getting peanut butter when they got allergies. And they're just like, I'm cool with that. Either we got to live with the peanut butter allergies or just die. Because nobody else cares. And so you have a whole segment, and Bernie adds to that pile. I think white men want their country back. Simple as that, GRX.
Well, they're working on it. I can tell you that right now. And if we get caught slipping, well, we're a little bit free, but for how many years?
Since last night when I was born.
Well, I could turn my light switch on and light came on, I was free.
Yeah. I agree.
But that's just keeping it real. So, I mean, if we're looking at this politically only, the choices are very bad. All these choices aren't great. But if you look at what Trump is really selling, and not the bullshit of building walls and doing all this other kind of stuff.
He ain't going to be able to do all that. He know that.
Right. I'm just saying, all the other things, that's just to get to what Trump has done is sold his name. You know what I'm saying? He sold the icon Trump. He didn't sell the man. Or like Hillary was trying to sell the woman to be in office, he's selling his brand.
Yeah, you know what? The Hillary thing, in a weird way, this is crazy. I don't even know if I should make this comparison. But this happened years ago when I was a young man and dating women, which is all I ever have dated, DRX, as you know, and all I'm going to date. And I was at a fraternity party, new fraternity brother, with one of my fraternity brothers that came over with me, and we saw a young lady. And she was stunning, jaw-dropped. And everybody agreed at that party, damn, who is that? She's jaw-dropping. So I got the gumption to go home. And then here come my friend, the fraternity brother, and he brought his resume. We had the club. Come on, bro. You brought the resume. And then he was 6'7". I'm 6'2". Actually, he's more 6'4". I'm 6'2". He was a little brighter and more energetic than me, and he knew a little bit more martial arts than I'll ever know. But that didn't work for him that day. And Donald Trump had this appeal to me. It reminds me of a person that no matter what you do, they're going to keep coming back with, but what about my Trump state? And what about Trump Tower? Our golf courses is this. And then that has nothing to do with foreign policy. So back to that point, it's like, hey, bruh, I'm hollering at her now. I've already done got in a dance and a half, and you came in while we on the floor with a resume? Really? Really? What does that say about you, bro? Okay. Yeah. He didn't win that. Okay, I won that primary and that caucus. And yeah.
He didn't say he was going to win. He just said he was in the business of. That's what Trump was telling me. I was just in the business of. I don't know if I'm going to win or not.
Now, you know what we call that, bro. Now, you over here talking. Stop kicking that old pimp game, bro. You're kicking that old game, bro. I'll tell you what you're kicking, okay? Because I've been known to kick it myself. You know, people want to call you this big homie this and you big pimping. No, bro, I'm not no pimp and I'm not your big homie. I'm a DP. I'm a dabble pimp. I just like to dabble in it, put my big toe in it, and then I'm good. It felt good. I'm on. I'm out. You know, I ain't got to have the full plate, the 2 on the 10. I just want the 1 on the 5. Oh!
I know that's right.
Drop the mic again. Can I get 16 bars real quick from you, GRX?
You gotta get 16 bars, sir.
Well,
I can play you 16 bars.
I tried, ladies and gentlemen. You saw how I worked that in. You know, that was just like a clever CNN trick. You know, just to work that in. I tried to work that in real quick, and he just hit that out the park. So I'm going to have to take a break and then get back to the point. We only got 5 minutes, but how high was Prince as we come back? All right, bro, hold on. All right, GRX, how high was the purple one? Just get to it. How high was the purple one? Let's get to it. G, where you at? We've lost the G to the R to the X. Funny how that works. Where you at, GRX?
I'm sitting here.
Okay, I didn't hear you. I asked. How high was the purple one?
And like I said, nobody will know because for Congress, we won't ever know.
Obviously, there was a problem there, and I think it might be on the level, just giving you my 2 cents, on the level of too many doctors, too many assistants, too many personal team that would rather keep their mouth shut than get you help when you needed help. If it got to the point that where we're going to pass out the day that the doctor comes to give me help, then the issues was way out, and folk knew about it.
Yeah, his inner circle knew about it, but the public didn't know about it. Like with Michael Jackson, you can kind of see that, yeah, Mike is out there tripping. With the public one, you really didn't see that because he stayed so busy doing a lot of concerts, being in his own little purple world. We didn't see it, and so we wasn't privy to it. And now, when all the stories are coming out, you know, about the bad hips, the two hip replacements, him using the cane. Now we can start to put the story together.
Yeah, they saying he was using real cane.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, he was hurting, bro.
Well, you know, having worked in this industry for a minute now, on multiple sides, it'll wear you down. And it's like the NBA. It's like Johnny Manziel. You're not going to succeed, Johnny. Yeah, basically, you're not ready to succeed. And we got too much other stuff that you covet to bring you from it. Is it an issue that Prince just fell into the entertainment trap, the same as Rick James, the same as everybody else, and just went out, you know, on what we don't know is all of the deep-sorted details because he didn't live publicly like that. But the reality may be the same, that he was living on the car pusher level with all his money.
Again, like you said, we will never know. But what we do know is we are not even there. That's the bottom line to it. You know, we won't be getting no more music out of that one like that.
Not until they figure out a way to hack all of the library. Yeah, you're right. Okay, quickly on the way out. Medical marijuana, real quickly, GRX. I'm seeing some different stuff out here with my growing. You know, the rain has just created a bud cycle, but this also created a cycle of funny-looking pests and male pollen that I don't need. What do you think?
It's the weather. That's all I can really put it up to because I'm going through the same thing here. But look, female, I'm not necessarily female. And for now, with the stress and the change of weather and the atmosphere, we're getting into this hermaphrodite situation. And so, people, you need to check your plants on the regular, whether you indoor or outdoor. Because one of my plants that I had indoor had to go the same situation where I knew it was a female, but now at the very bottom of the plant, it's trying to create a nut sack. Yeah, I can kill the mob and save the rest of the plant, but that doesn't mean that my plant won't have seeds in it because it's something I don't see.
Yeah, it's already pollinated. It only takes one turn. You may think that you got it and you pulled it, and even in pulling it, you can rupture
it. You can release it.
Yeah, you can rupture the pollen sack. So when that happens, can you wash that off the leaves? I mean, what do you do? I know ultimately we always pull the male, but it also induces bud. So it's funny. You need the male pollen or the male sperm to just engender egg creation.
Yeah, well, I think what you have to do, like I said, you just got to watch your plant and stay on top of your plants. And if you see a plant that's in question, when I say this, when in doubt, pull it out and just move it to some different area and watch the plant and see what it does. Because right now, with the strange weather that we're having, early gloom, the late storms, the cold weather, next day it's going to be hot, it's stressing these plants out. But we can ever stress them out. And to get them to do what they got to do. So this is what we're getting into.
Yeah, you said it. You said it best, bro, that we are in something that we haven't seen. And in our last 10 seconds, I want to remind the public and everybody that the laws that they're trying to pass to legalize marijuana in California are nothing more than the base laws for medical marijuana, which means that you will still only be able to have an ounce or two of dry cannabis. You can't grow any more than six plants, and then you can't go full booyah platinum like some of you have planned to. So this law is basically just an extension of medical marijuana laws in place to the general public. Yes or no?
We best believe that the taxes or the prices of recreational weed is going to go up because they're going to charge an additional 15% tax at the starting level before anything else. Because in Washington and in Colorado, there's as much as a 50% tax on recreational weed.
Yeah, 50% tax, so that's going to take the price of an eighth up to
$70.
Well, actually, it would be $50 because it's down to $25, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying $35 shot or something like that, because some places are still $35. You're looking at $70, $50 out of your pocket. So the prices of recreational weed is going to be higher than the medicinal weed.
So at the end of the day, bro, and we're on our way out right now, the best bet is to grow your own, right, GRX? Grow your own. This is Real Talk, Real Game. We out. I'm Marty Marr, and this is...
Into the RTX.
Bye-bye. I'm out.
I'm so big, and cold, and bad, and